Coach, congratulations. What a ball game. You guys were down 2 in the first quarter, and then hot shooting in that second quarter propelled you to a big lead at the break, and you guys really started to expand it in that second half.
Our kids played well. I mean, you know, everybody always says, you know, it's tough to beat somebody 3 times. Well, we try to emphasize we don't have to beat them 3 times. We just got to beat them once tonight and, you know, come out and try to play the best that we can. And, you know, took a couple really good shots by Holcomb. You know, they played well that first quarter, then made some runs, and, you know, it seemed like we always had an answer somewhere. So, you know, awful proud of the kids and a little bit of pressure off their back. I mean, the biggest pressure sometimes is getting out of sub-state.
Yeah.
You know, relax a couple days and find out who you're going to play and, you know, kind of go from there.
Tyler Hess, what a night he had. 17 points, and it looks like that's a career high for him tonight. And all 5 starters tonight for Scott City were in double figures.
Well, it hurt us with, you know, with Austin being out. I mean, you know, he sprained that ankle. That thing blown up big time as far as probably about a time and a half, you know, the normal size. You know, I think, you know, the way they were kind of going to, it wasn't a triangle in 2, but it was 2 chasers and, you know, 3 guys playing the other guys man up. You know, I think Austin could have loosened that up a little bit if he could have knocked down a couple of shots. But, you know, I thought the kids handled it very well because we haven't even practiced against that stuff and kind of had a flustered early. But, you know, it's a, you know, nice effort by the kids. But, you know, at the same time, you know, right now, I mean, I'm going to say real quick, there's been a lot of animosity between, you know, Holcomb and Scott City. And a lot of it, I think, is based on just because there's 2 really good programs going at after each other. But, you know, our guys have nothing but respect, you know, for the Holcomb kids. You know, Tyler LaSalle and, you know, Heath Tucker and, you know, kids like that. We've played with them during the summer. And, you know, we think those guys are great kids. And, you know, Coach Novak does a super job. And, you know, I respect what the heck he's done with his program. So, you know, I want to make sure everybody realizes, you know, the respect we have for them before we get too much farther there.
Yeah, absolutely. And how about the night Brett O'Neill? Boy, he was blanketed. Brett was blanketed tightly in that first quarter. Comes out with a big second quarter and 10 points.
He's been around the block. I mean, you know, you know, for 3 of them, for Drew and Ty and for Brett, this is their 4th sub-state. You know, they, you know, Brett, of course, played a lot as a freshman, and Drew and Ty, because they're seniors in their position, didn't get to play, you know, quite so much as freshmen. You know, but, you know, Brett's been in 4 sub-states and, you know, been fortunate enough to win 3 with his teammates. And, you know, the other 3 guys and all our other seniors, you know, 3 sub-states in a row, which is, you know, pretty darn tough to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just kind of shows that, you know, it takes, you know, a great team effort. And, you know, we got a lot of unselfish kids out there, and they play well together. And sometimes you don't run any offense, you just play basketball. And that's kind of what we had to do a couple times.
Well, you guys will head to state next Thursday. And if you win there Thursday, of course, Friday and Saturday. Right now, 1 undefeated got knocked off, Atchison County. The other undefeated, Humboldt, they won in overtime by a point. So you're probably looking at that 2 or 3 seed there with Nemaha Valley, excuse me. But what do you guys do? What's this time frame for the next few days?
Well, tomorrow we go get film, try to find, you know, out who we're going to play for sure. And, you know, I know there were some sub-states that had some upsets. So, you know, with Marion getting knocked out, you know, they would have been a lower seed anyway. But I think that sub-state's going to be a 12-8 team.
Yeah.
Add 3 games of 15-8. And, you know, there are some other sub-states that already had, you know, records worse. So, you know, it probably looks like a Humboldt 1 and us and, you know, Nemaha Valley 2 and 3, and then 4 and 5. It depends what Phillipsburg and Bloyd, Silver Lake, all those guys did right there. There's going to be 4, 5, 6. You know, so, you know, there's going to be at least 1 first round matchup with a couple, you know, pretty glossy records right there.
Well, it's going to be fun week next week. Thursday, Scott City will have their opening round sub-state game. And, Coach, congratulations. 3rd straight year. What an amazing run it's been. And we look to continue it for a few more games.
All right. Sounds super. Thanks, Adam.